Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe, and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, your host. And today, you know, when I put my talks together, it's month, you know, sometimes it's way in advance, and it really surprises me when the topic is just so adequate for what we're going through today. So we're going to be talking about energetic truth, seeing beyond illusion. And I've got a question for y'all. Have you ever wondered what is real and what is simply a projection of illusion? You know, my hope for us today is to show you that, first of all, everything is energy, and those thoughts, beliefs, and even what we might be seeing may not be real. It may be an illusion. And I'm hoping that this is going to expand you a little bit to really kind of, you know, sit back and wonder and realize that there's more going on than maybe what we could physically grasp. So, you know, what I want to ask you also is, are you living from truth or just reacting to illusion, to the illusion of fear? Now, let's face it, there's a lot going on in our world right now, particularly if you're living in the United States, where I reside, where there is definitely two different ideas that are counter opposite to each other, but yet they're being played simultaneously. So, you know, I have another question for you. What if everything you believed was real was only a reflection of illusion? Now, that's something to think about. You know, much of what we perceive is filtered through the lens of our conditioning, our belief systems, our fears, past experiences, and collective programming. We have a lot of noise in modern life, let's face it. We have the media, we have our reactivity to things, and also our societal expectations. There's a lot of external noise that's out there going on, and it's like a hurricane that is whirling around us. And for those of us who've ever been in hurricanes, what's kind of eerie about a hurricane is that even though it's a circular motion, when you get into the center of it, it's eerily calm, meaning that it's so quiet, you can't hear, you know, it's like there's nothing, no crickets, no birds, it's so silent. And then as it's moving through you, all the storms, you know, it whirls again. What if we were able to be in the eye of the hurricane all the time, meaning that all this stuff is happening around us, but it's not affecting us. And we're right here, right now in the moment, and realizing that, you know, we're sometimes being distracted. It's like that shiny bubble. Oh, look here. Come over here. Blah, 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 blah. And look here. That's all reactive. That is all ways to pull us into being distracted from that sense of peace and that quiet that we have within ourselves. That usually is a projection too. It's like, I'm almost wondering if it's done on purpose to, you know, distract you enough. Okay, I'm going to say unconsciously on purpose, okay, where it's happening and it's a way to distract us from who we are and what we want to create for ourselves. And because maybe where we're at right now may not be comfortable. You know, when we're with ourselves, sometimes that's not a comfortable place to be. But as you continue to be more and more with yourself and start really enjoying being with yourself and establishing a relationship with yourself, you are going to realize that you have calm and centeredness and control within yourself, and you have more power and certainty than what is whirling around you that is creating chaos, uncertainty, and also an illusion of what is truly who you are and what you're experiencing. I know that was a lot to wrap your mind around, but that's kind of what it's all about. Much of what we perceive is filtered through the lens of our conditioning, our belief systems, our fears, our past experiences, and also the collective program. The noise of modern life, you know, media, social media, societal expectations, and emotional reactivity distorts our perception of truth. Okay? It distracts us from the truth that we're finding within ourselves, for ourselves. Now, illusion thrives where awareness is absent. So when you are more aware, you're going to be able to see and experience and feel the illusion. Awareness is key everywhere. Once you're aware, you cannot become unaware. Okay? It's like you have woken up from a very deep, long nap, like Rip Van Winkle maybe slept for 20 years, for those people who remember that fable or fairy tale. And he woke up and it was a whole different world. So when we awaken within ourselves, we have wakened up from a long period of internal slumber or unconscious, I'm going to say, we waken up from the illusion that things are a certain way in our world when in essence they're not, okay? So illusion thrives where awareness is absent. When we pause and breathe, we begin to witness the illusion for what it is, a projection, not the essence. So let's talk a little bit about projection, because I think that's really important. Projection shows up in all shapes and forms and in every aspect of our life. And most importantly, individuals project a lot of their stuff into the universe and onto other people. It's like a bully. Okay, a bully is projecting almost everything that they are projecting out there are things that they believe the other person is, but in essence, it's truly who they are. It's a mirror of what they are. So when a person is projecting and you have the awareness that this is going on, it's very telling about who that person is and what that person is all about. It actually tells you the story of who they are. Because if you look at projection as a pressure cooker, and for those of us who know what a pressure cooker is, you know, an Instapot or whatever, okay, the pressure builds up and it cooks and cooks and cooks, and finally, you know, you have to release the valve because it's pressurized so much. When a person projects, or the projection is the pressure cooker, it's like for them, there's so much pain, they're in so much pain that pressure cooker is building and building and building, and they need to release steam, and that's the projection. When they release that steam valve, they're projecting all the stuff into the universe onto another person, maybe bullying them or, you know, name calling or whatever. And what happens is that they feel better after they do that, and they are doing this as an unconscious dance to put their burden onto somebody else to take it on as their own and hopefully heal it for them. That's the dance that goes on. Now, when you have the awareness that this is going on, you don't have to participate. You don't take this on as your own stuff, and you just either walk away, or you may even be brave enough to say, thank you for sharing so much about yourself, and just walk away. I mean, I've done that before too, because sometimes it's not even worth in the interaction, because I'm not going to give it my energy, but you observe what's going on. So like I was saying, projection is a coping mechanism for people sometimes to reduce some of that pressure that's built up in them so they feel better about themselves, and they kind of stomp on somebody else and hoping that they will take on the burden of what they're feeling so they could heal it for them. It's really a sick thing, but it's very, very, once you understand that concept, you will realize, oh, that's what's going on, and you can make a different choice. So let's talk about the frequency of authenticity. You know, I got a question for you all. Can you feel the difference between truth and projection? You know, in these days of what's happening right now, there's a lot of projection going on. In the US of A, we're seeing this quite a bit. A lot of lying, a lot of untruths, not a lot of projection. I want to know, can you feel the difference between what is real, what is not real, what is real? And we used to say, what is it real or is it Memorex? I'm dating myself now. Is it real or is it not real? And I have this last one. Is it real? Is it AI? Is it real? Is it bullshit? Okay. What if clarity begins the moment the illusion dissolves? So when we talk about the frequency of authenticity, remember, everything carries a vibrational signature. Truth resonates clearly. Illusion feels heavy and confusing. So I'm going to invite you to stretch yourself and just to feel what's going on, because it's all about feeling right now. It's not about figuring it out and thinking. It's about feeling. It's about being. When you're in being mode, your intuition's heightened, your feelings, which is your natural barometer state, is so essential and so important. And this is where you gain your power, by through your feelings and what you're experiencing and sensing. Yes, I know it's not concrete evidence. However, feelings never lie, okay? Trying to intellectualize and trying to figure it out, this is no place for it now. This is about us learning to step into feeling and being able to energetically discern what is happening. Like I said, everything carries a vibrational signature, and truth resonates clearly. Illusion feels heavy and confusing. When something is aligned with energetic truth, it brings peace, it's expansive, and the resonance within your body, it just resonates. You just know without a doubt that this is true. Your intuition is your compass. It's time for us to learn how to trust it, befriend it, so you no longer need external validation. You feel what's true, in particularly what's true for you. Not your spouse, not society, not your workplace, not anybody but you, okay? Because you're a sovereign, unique being, and you have every right to be here. And, you know, we're going to go on our first break. And if you're really liking what you're hearing on the Dr. Dolores Show, make sure you like, subscribe, and share, so you never miss an opportunity to connect with your energetic truth. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform or streaming service, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or whatever you listen to. There's over 350 platforms we broadcast to, so I'm sure you'll find yours. Do this so each episode arrives directly in your feed. And then share the episode with your friends, family, and anyone who's seeking clarity, awakening, and alignment. You never know who might be ready to see beyond illusion and reconnect with their soul. And engage with us, comment, respond, and reach out. We love hearing from your reflections and experiences, because your energy does matter and your voice helps create a community of awakened souls. So step into your path. Lift others as you rise, and let's expand this frequency together. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we're going to continue on discussing energetic truth. seeing beyond the illusion. So stay tuned and see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to another episode on the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And we're talking about the energetic truth, seeing beyond the illusion. And or beyond illusion. And trust me, there's a lot of illusion out there swirling around in our world. You know, those of us who live in the United States, you know what I'm talking about, but also in other parts of the world as well. I think we're all coming to the realization that our world is in massive change right now. And the illusion is that it's really bad. I really feel that it's aligning to where it needs to go. But anyway, so let's talk about distinguishing between illusion and truth. So, question for you again, what energy are you living today? Are you in alignment or are you in illusion? Something to ponder about. Are you living in reactive and fear-based or calm, grounded, and unwavering? So, illusion is reactive and it's fear-based, okay? Truth is more calm, grounded, and unwavering. It's like you know what you know what you know, and you know it. And you can't explain it. But it's like it's so ground in you, you know that this is your truth. The illusion wants you to forget who you are. Truth invites you to remember. So where have you given your power away? In situations, where have you maybe set some weak boundaries? Things to really consider. So just practice noticing, you know, just check in with self. What happens in your body when you're in truth? And what happens when you're in illusion? Your body never lies. Your body is your greatest energetic barometer. And I know, as being in healthcare for numerous decades, and witnessing, seeing lots happening in my 40 plus years of being in healthcare, for me, one of my gifts is being able to read energy very fluently. And I can't tell you how many times I've noticed the disconnection between a person and their body, meaning that they're like energetic talking heads and they're so totally disconnected from their physical body. It's like the two are doing two separate things and not communicating with each other, or the body's trying to communicate with the head, but the head is ignoring that because it's so unaware and out of context to what the body wants to share with it. Your body, you've been given a gift when you were born to have this body in this lifetime. And so often we find a lot of fault with our bodies. Instead of befriending them and allowing them to become your best friend, because this house is who you are. This is where you live your entire lifetime in this incarnation. It's about learning how to trust that and embrace the wisdom that it's giving you. And it's about being able to feel. Your body's going to give you indicators of what's going on, okay? It's about learning how to, it's going to tell you if something is off or not. It's learning how to trust that frequency that is our body and having a relationship with it. It's learning how to become good friends with your body, instead of trying to push it away because you don't like it and you hate it and you think it's fat or it's too skinny or whatever story you tell yourself. It's really about learning how to have a relationship with your body, because you're going to live in this Taj Mahal your whole entire life. So why would you not want to befriend it and allow it, the two of you, to play nicely in the sandbox together? So the other thing is, you can't see truth with your eyes. You have to feel it with your energy. And once again, when you're in your body, this is where you get to feel. This is where you get to experience energy. This is where you get to align yourself, the body, mind, and soul. You have to be in your body first. It doesn't start by being in your mind or your soul first. It's the body is the foundational piece. So what's really important is that, there's so much uncertainty in the world, and it's so easy to get pulled out of your calmness and serenity. So when you have to discern the truth about what's going on, I invite you to ground and center yourself before you make any decision. Because sometimes we make decisions out of react instead of being firmly planted in our body, grounded to the earth, and centered. Okay, so there's grounding exercises. And if, for those who are not familiar with this, I offer a free one. If you go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, you'll see a pop-up to sign up for my newsletter, but also as a gift, I give you grounding in the present moment, which is about grounding you so you could be right here, right now, in the present moment. The other question you might want to ask too, if you're trying to discern truth, ask, is what I'm experiencing mine? And when emotions arise, especially, because it may not be yours at all. If you're an empath, intuitive, and highly sensitive person, and you're new to that concept, you may be taking on other people's energy, thinking that it's yours, when in essence, it's not. It's almost like you're the one that takes on the projections of others unconsciously and tries to make it your own and fix it. So it's really about discerning whether or not it's yours or not. And I have this little exercise I like to do for myself, but I also teach other people how to do that. If you're in question whether or not something is yours, just say, if this is mine, if this is not mine, it needs to leave my space immediately by the laws of the universe, and it will leave immediately. Okay. For those of us who are, you know, spiritual, I always say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, if this is not mine, you need to leave my energy field immediately, and it'll leave. If it's yours, then you'll know. Okay. And then also, just observe what's going on without attaching to stories, because there's a lot of stories out there, and a lot of the stories are illusions. So just observe and discern and feel for yourself if this is real or not for you. Now, another thing we need to talk about is energetic patterns that shape reality. The more you awaken or are aware, the more illusions will fall away. My question to you is that, are you ready to see clearly? Are you ready to wake up and see what's going on? We all have those repeating patterns in our lives. And, you know, sometimes they're not so pleasant and sometimes they're okay. But the thing is, if you're noticing that you have like repeating patterns, I call it like Groundhog Day, especially that movie that, you know, is probably 20 plus years in the making, but it speaks volumes. If you've never watched it, you definitely need to see it, because this will talk about repeating patterns with a theme and variation to it, but it's the same repeating pattern. Repeating patterns are indicators of unresolved energetic loops. That means that whatever that energetic loop is, it's still running the show unconsciously. Illusions often replay until recognized and transmuted. So how are you responding to those repeating patterns? Are you getting pissed off and angry? Or are you saying, this is interesting, and observing what's happening? It's like, this keeps happening and I'm feeling frustrated with this, and I really want to get to the bottom of this. So I'm just going to invite you to just sit with what's coming up and whatever emotion is surrounding that, because sometimes the emotion just needs to be acknowledged and then it could just move on, and it's that simple and quick. It's like flipping a light switch. By honoring the pattern instead of judging it, we reclaim energy tied to the illusion and free ourselves to create consciously. Okay. So let's talk about living in alignment with energetic truth. When our soul whispers, this isn't real, do you listen? Or do you doubt that? Remember, truth liberates. It's not always comfortable, but it's always freeing. Living in alignment invites synchronicity, clarity, and peace. When you align with your energetic truth, the noise of the world fades into silence. Have you ever had those moments where you know without a doubt that this is the truth, and it's just like nothing else matters and all the distracting noise just disappears? I think we've all had moments like that. I know I have. When we vibrate in truth, relationships shift. Abundance flows naturally and purpose reveals itself effortlessly. So we're getting ready to go on our next break. And when we come back, I put together a nice guided meditation for you to learn how to tap into your energetic truth a little bit. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking about energetic truth, seeing beyond illusion today on our show. So stay tuned and join us for this delicious guided meditation when you come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And if you're really enjoying our episode this week on the Dr. Dolores Show, just like, subscribe, and share so you never miss a chance to connect with your truth. Join our community, lift your vibration, and help others see beyond illusion. Your energy makes a difference, more so than you know. And we've been talking today about the energetic truth. And before we segue into our guided meditation, I want you to focus on this question once again. I know I mentioned it before. When your soul whispers, "This is not real," do you listen? I'm hoping after today's meditation that you will have a more tangible demonstration of what that would be like for you. So, when you are ready, I just invite you to find a comfortable place to either sit down or lie down, whatever you choose. If you're driving, please don't do this while you're driving, okay? But make sure that you're doing this, you know, in a quiet environment. So I'm just going to start off by inviting you to take a deep, slow breath in through your nose and exhale gently through your mouth. Again, inhale deeply, breathing in peace and calm, and exhale fully, releasing all tension, all distractions, all illusions. Now, bring your awareness to your feet and just feel them touching the floor, solid, present, supported. And with your next breath, imagine golden roots extending from the soles of your feet, moving down into the earth, weaving through the soil, rock, and crystal layers, all the way to the crystalline heart of Gaia, Mother Earth. Feel her steady, nurturing energy rise up through your roots, filling your legs, your spine, and your heart. And just let yourself relax into her embrace. Feel yourself being cradled by her support and love. You are safe. You are grounded. You are here right now. Now bring your awareness into your heart center, right in the middle of your chest. Place your hand over your heart if it feels comfortable. And now take a breath into your heart. And as you exhale, imagine a soft golden pink light glowing brighter with each breath. This is your heart intelligence, the portal to your truth. With every inhale, feel this light expand, warming your chest, radiating love through your body. And with every exhale, release any heaviness, grief, or self-doubt that may be clouding your inner clarity. And I invite you to whisper to yourself, I open my heart to receive truth. I am safe to see with clarity. Now, imagine before you a soft, silvery mist swirling in the air. This mist represents illusion, stories, fears, projections, and beliefs that are not truly yours. And just notice how it shifts and moves, sometimes appearing beautiful, other times chaotic. You don't need to fight it, simply observe it. With each breath, imagine a beam of light from your heart shining outward, gentle yet powerful. As this golden light meets the mist, the illusion begins to dissolve, melting away, revealing the clear, vibrant light of truth underneath. The air becomes lighter. The space around you feels clearer. And just repeat softly within, I release illusion. I choose truth. I trust what my soul knows. Now, bring your awareness to the space between your eyebrows, the third eye, your seat of intuition and divine sight. And I invite you to take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, imagine a radiant indigo light beginning to glow there. It spins slowly, expanding with each breath you make, clearing the fog of confusion and awakening deep inner knowing. See this indigo light connecting upward through the crown of your head, forming a channel of crystalline light extending into the infinite source above. This connection floods your being with pure truth, infinite love, and universal wisdom. Feel your mind quieting, your thoughts slow down, and your awareness deepens. Now, gently affirm, I see beyond illusion. My inner vision reveals truth. And I remember who I am. And now imagine this crystalline light of truth flowing down through the crown of your head into your third eye, your throat, your heart, your solar plexus, and all the way through your legs into your feet. Feel this current of truth anchoring within every cell, every strand of DNA, every part of your energetic body. Your throat clears. Truth wants to be expressed through you. Your heart glows. Truth vibrates as love. Your solar plexus strengthens. Truth empowers your boundaries with confidence. Your whole being is now humming with harmony. And just let this light expand around you like a luminous cocoon of clarity. It extends several feet beyond your body, creating an energetic field of truth and protection. And within this field, no illusion can exist. Here, you are free. You are whole. You are aligned. So take a slow breath in for four counts. Hold for two and exhale for six. Just allowing yourself to integrate the light of truth deeply into your being. Now, begin to bring your awareness back to the present moment and feel your body supported beneath you. And I invite you to wiggle your fingers and toes gently and notice the peace, the spaciousness, the quiet knowing that remains. And just whisper to yourself one last time, I live in truth. I see clearly. I am aligned with my soul. And so take one final deep cleansing breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth, releasing any remaining fog or illusion. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes, see the world anew through the lens of clarity, love, and energetic truth. You are home in your essence. So welcome back, everybody, and we're getting ready to our last break of our episode. And you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we just went through a guided meditation about learning how to connect with your energetic truth. So when we come back, we'll wrap it up for our episode and we'll share more. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And today, we've been talking about a very timely topic. It's called energetic truth, seeing beyond illusion. And as we know, and what we've been witnessing in our world, there's lots of illusion flying around. And, you know, sometimes it's a challenge to discern what is real and what's illusion, I call it Real and Memorex, Real or AI, or Real or Bullshit. So anyway, I joke around about that. You know, one thing I want to offer people is this, is that, you know, sometimes it's, you know, our tendency is to want to react to things. I just invite you to pull up a chair, make believe you're at the movie, watching the show and eating your popcorn, because right now it's really a comedy. And when we're able to not get engaged, meaning in react mode, we win. And my hope for you is to have more moments where you could just be eating the popcorn and watching the show. So I want to close with some affirmations that I think are important for you all. One is, I am attuned to the vibration of truth. Another one is, I trust the wisdom of my inner knowing. I release illusion with ease and grace. My truth aligns me with freedom, love, and peace. And lastly, I see with the eyes of my soul. Choose one of those, several of those, and just have that as your affirmation as you move through your day. So, you know, it's just some closing thoughts. Seeing beyond illusion is not about escaping reality. It's about awakening to a deeper one. As we move through the time of collective transformation, the greatest act of freedom is to anchor in your own truth, no matter what external noise surrounds you. When you choose to live authentically, you become a beacon for others to remember who they are. You know, for many of us, it's very challenging times. And it's really about learning to lead by example and just really being aware of what's happening. Being aware is one of your superpowers. And of course, they're going to say being aware is, you know, you're out there and it's because they have no control over you. Okay, you're awake, you're aware, and now you can step into your power and claim your sovereignty. So if you like what you've heard today, I invite you all to join my show, the Dr. Dolores Show, each week as we continue to explore how energy, consciousness, and healing intertwine to awaken the soul. I just invite you to like, share, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform to help spread the message of truth and light. And if you're called to work with me one-on-one, I take new clients and we could help you discover your own energetic truth. Just visit my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, to begin your journey of authentic awakening today. So I want to leave you with this quote. Truth is not something you find. It is something you remember when the illusions fall away. So I'm wrapping it up for this week, and join us next week for another episode on the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And I just want to remind you all that no matter what's going on in your life, step into your power. You deserve it and you are worth it. So make this next week an incredible week. And for those of you who are joining the I Love America protest, power to you. I encourage that. And I bless you with safety and freedom on your awakening journey. So stay tuned. See you next week. And peace out.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.